God bless America. This is the land I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from
Elijah, above. Patrick, and Joseph were among those taking part in the ceremony, which included the town's veteran service officer, Karen Paulette.
We are lucky to meet veterans of all war eras, those who have served in war and those who did not. And we are honored to meet them all. We are honored to listen to them. We laugh along with them as they reminisce about their time in service and the friends they made. We chuckle at memories like being voluntold, a word I like to use. Or if you're a Marine, instead of putting on your sneakers, you go grab your Go-Fasters. And while they tell their stories, sometimes you can see their faces slowly change. Their smiles fade. Their eyes well up. You see, the memories that surface are not always happy ones. Friends were lost, and lives were changed forever. Freedom is never free.
Air Force veteran George Earle told WATD's Ed Perry how he came to be involved in veterans' issues through the American Legion.
It was a thing that happened at one of the VA hospitals. They had taken one of the veterans down there, and they refused him treatment. And because I was a little upset about that, I'm saying he's a veteran. He says, well, he's not service-connected. So when I got home, I got a little perturbed about it. So I wrote the president, and would you believe I got an answer? I have that letter. And the letter said, we received your letter. We are doing an investigation. We found one hospital. I won't say it now, you know. They just immediately changed their admission policy, so they will take care of veterans, all veterans. That's when I really got involved, because I saw that, you know, veterans weren't being treated properly.
The ceremony was preceded by a parade that kicked off from the Ventress Library. Dan McCready, WATD News.